Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Hey, we're back. It's Happy New Year.
Yeah,
everybody.
Baby.
Happy New Year.
Sleep well? Hard to fall asleep?
Last night was tough to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even though I got home, I make sure I'm always home for my vacation a day early now because I always have that problem. Still couldn't get to sleep last night.
It doesn't matter. I was just so pumped. I'm like, yeah, I don't know why. Like, I'm like, typically it's like, I don't want to go to work, but I was just like, oh, you know what?
Even though I'm here, you were pumped about coming
in. Well, you know, I mean, there's more than just you here, so that you kind of, you even it out. But
I didn't want to come here. First, I got to see my kids again. I already saw them.
Oh, that's true.
Got to see them again.
Good to see your kids again. Yeah. They're alive. Your son's alive from wherever he went, Vegas or something.
Yeah, I saw him. Saw him for, you know, already saw him. I have to see Danny and Vicky again. And
that's nice.
It's like a reminder of my own children and the failures that they are.
Your daughter still have that shiner?
She's getting better. She's looking like she's almost healed from that.
Can we address that later on today?
Yeah, we surely can. You're
okay,
right. Because, people don't know how she got her shiner unless maybe you've been following some of the internets because she posts. She's proud of the fact that she looks like she just got her ass kicked.
Great. Yeah. So, and Rev's back, too. That's
Rev's
nice.
Back. There he is. I brought Vicky a present.
Oh, boy. Oh, we're starting off with a Christmas gift?
Yeah. You got me something?
I got you something.
Is it a douche?
No. I really should have got you a little massengill.
We really just jumped to the extreme, didn't we?
Well, she...
Send one in the mail or give one to someone because you want to explain to them what they're like.
You might think I'm a douche when you see what I got
you. Okay. The train of thinking, like, look, you obviously like to mess with people, but I don't think anyone would take a chance giving a female employee a douche for a gift.
I think Vicky thinks that well of me.
Totally.
Yeah.
All right, what'd you get her?
I'm re-gifting, by the way.
Oh, great.
Of course.
Why would I think that you would give somebody something?
This is the man who gave me a board game. He's like, I'm giving this to you. It's actually mine. You're just going to keep it at your house. So when I want it back, I'm going to take it back.
That's right. Merry Christmas.
Here's this gift.
So what, like he's basically just like leasing it out to you?
Yeah.
She's
out of my house.
She's like a storage cube.
I was going to say,
it's really what she is. And she's going to get a lot more of my stuff. And then someday I'm going to come calling.
Give me my stuff back. My garage is filled with board games. Yeah. Here, take this.
Yeah, take this, Ricky.
It's still mine, but take this.
Gotcha. Here are my snow tires. I really want you to have them until I need them next season.
They don't fit your car, but take them.
Take them. They're beautiful. You'll love them. This year I'm re-gifting Vicky. As you can see, I really took a lot to package it.
Well, thank you.
Wow. What the hell is that?
Yeah,
it's like peanut butter.
I'll be honest with you, I don't know what it is. You're very close, Steve.
Okay, because it looks like a peanut butter jar.
I think it might be Mexican peanut butter. I don't know. I can't read it.
Oh, so basically you're just giving it to me so I can translate it.
Well, if it's not good, you can have it. If it turns out if you translate it and it's good, I may want it back. All right, but here you go. I'll let Steve give it to you. I don't know what the hell this is. I was afraid.
Dolce de Liette. It looks like it's just a jar of peanut butter without, like.
But it's not.
Here, Vicky, can you translate?
That's not Spanish, bro.
What is that?
I think it's Italian.
Oh, that's Italian?
Give it to me. I'm Italian. Give it to me.
It says Brazil on the side. This is Portuguese.
So it's Portuguese.
Oh, give it to the ref. He got a Brazilian during the New Year's.
How's it Portuguese if it's got Brazil? Wouldn't it be Brazilian?
No. people in Brazil don't speak Brazilian. They speak Portuguese.
Do they really?
Oh, my God.
I didn't know that. I learned something.
What, they don't speak American like us here?
Yeah, apparently not, Steve.
Steve, did you know that Brazilians speak Portuguese? I didn't know that.
No, but I don't ask questions that I don't really want to know the answers to.
I would assume that only folks from Portugal speak Portuguese, but I've learned something new today.
What is it, though?
It's basically kind of like caramel, but it's made from like sweetened condensed milk.
Oh,
so it's like caramel butter?
Not necessarily butter, but caramel.
What do you do with
it? Put it on toast.
Open it up. Let's put our fingers in it.
Oh. Yeah, stick your fingers in the jar.
It's yours, by the way, Vicky.
Thank you.
Now that you've opened it, you have to keep it.
Well, how about you take the security label?
There's a security label?
Yeah, like the little security packet thing. I think that's... Well, at least they put that on there so people can't open it.
That's
why you couldn't open it.
That's what this little fuzzy thingy was.
So Vicky apparently didn't get any brains for Christmas.
No. I drank a lot.
There you go.
Killed the brain cells.
Okay, so...
So join us at 9:50 when Vicky finally opens up this jar.
Vicky, do you need some help?
Help.
She can't open the jar. Wow.
My hands are sweaty.
Well, you know those...
Well, now because now the jar is sweaty. I'm touching your sweat.
Oh.
You're welcome. That's my gift to you.
There we go. Here we go. You can do it, Steve. Okay. Oh, that's a hard jar to open.
Come on, you got it.
You can do this, Steve. Wow, this is
not... Hold your breath.
It's really not open. Wow, it's not opening.
No, this thing... Because it's all, like, wet now.
Sorry.
Well,
sorry, Steve.
The knob is wet.
That's a... Well, you know
I
what?
I can't dry it.
Yeah.
It's too loose.
I think the cover... I didn't even know the cover was going to be a problem. Oh, that's not a good cover. That's
or is it not... Is it because it's in a different country, it goes the other way?
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, it could be a different country. Could be going the other way.
There we go.
Hey!
Oh, you opened it up.
Stick your finger in it.
You want me to put my finger in it?
No.
What do you care? It's not yours anymore. It's Vicky's. Vicky.
Just don't put your tongue in it.
Okay, put your finger. All right. So it's sweet condensed milk. What do you think, Steve?
It's caramel, man.
It's like
it's just
made from caramel.
Yeah, it's just caramel.
Yeah, made from sweet milk.
It's really good.
Is that what caramel is? Sweet milk?
No, caramel is sugar.
Oh.
One texter says, this stuff is absolutely delicious. My wife is from Brazil. You guys will enjoy it. Try it on bread.
Oh. Do we have any bread?
No. Right.
Next text, BJ, you jackass. I gave that to you for Christmas. Why are you regifting it?
Sorry. Sorry about that, buddy.
Who's that person?
Sorry about that, buddy. Well, yeah, you know, first of all, give me something that I can read, right? I can't read Portuguese.
You can have it back, man.
No, Vicky can have it. It's my gift to her.
Oh, thank you.
Happy holidays, Vicky.
Thank you. I'll cherish you this.
Feliz Navidad.
Yeah. Enjoy the taste of my finger.
Yeah. That's right. Fingers
now
Navidad.
Now I don't want it.
Fingers Navidad. Fingers Navidad.
Well, that's a very nice gift that you gave Vicky.
See that? And you know what? I'm a thinking, caring man. Mm. There you go. At least she could read it, though.
I love that. You're like, I can't understand this. I'll just give it to Vicky.
Exactly. Give me a gift I can understand. I'm American. Give me an American gift. Give me an American gift. All right. It's not Spanish. It's Portuguese, but you figured it out.
It does. It's really good, dude. Like, you're really giving up on something delicious.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, now that you put your finger in it, it's tainted.
Well, I mean, you can scoop my finger part out.
Yeah, it's too late now. Plus, Vicky touched it. It's kind of gone.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, it's gone. Anyway, Steve, you know what?
In Texas, do you guys not have spoons at work?
No,
we don't.
Well, we do, and I like to be hygienic, but these two savages don't care. They want to stick their body parts in things.
Yeah, because we keep a spoon right next to the pens right here in the studio.
Yeah, well, see, you should.
2017 is off to a great start, says one texter. You guys are putting fingers in jars.
But
that's our show in a nutshell.
Really, what is it about? And what about giving? We're giving. I gave. I should get credit for that.
That was very nice of you.
I started off 2017 giving. That's got to mean it's going to be a good year for me, right?
You know, sometimes the company asks us to give us a list of things that we've done that are charitable for like their public file.
Yes, of course.
I'll write this one down. BJ gave Vicky a jar of what he thought was Mexican.
Yeah.
Peanut butter.
And I gave him a lesson in cultures and languages.
Yeah, she helped us out. See that?
Yay.
We all win.
We all win on this.
Except for the listeners.
Yeah, the listeners.
Endure this.
Well, let's be honest. If you listen to this show, you're a loser. Let's be honest. Okay.
Wow.
There you go.
What kind of statement is that, man?
I just want to
I disagree with BJ.
Yeah.
I want to be real.
Me,
Steve Miggs, says if you listen to our show, you are awesome.
Okay.
I can't believe you just called all our listeners losers.
Listen, I want to be honest with them. This is what they're spending their time with. They're going to go nowhere in life if they're listening to this show. It's over.
Well, that's great.
It's over for them. Let's be honest. I mean, I think you've said it yourself.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. Hey, Starbucks is in the news now. Those guys are winners, Steve.
Mm, okay. Some might not say that.
Oh, yeah. Well, it could be one reason because, they banned a Spokane customer because he asked out a barista on a date. Oh, boy. Steve's got the news for you at 6:18 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Get the new BJ and Migs Galaxy shirt in the Rock Shop. It's a sweet-looking shirt, man. Takes you to a galaxy far, far away. Why don't you be a rogue? Get this shirt. And then you'll be number one rogue. Hey! Come on now. Yeah, hey, we didn't miss a beat. We're back.
On fire.
Fire!
Oh, yeah, there's that delightful woman again. That's not Chewbacca, by the way. That's
yeah, it is.
That's a very flatulent woman. She's on the internet. She's impressive. Yes, you want this Galaxy shirt, BJ and Migs style? Just go to KISW.com.
Well, he's no Pulitzer Prize winner. Hell, he can't even pronounce Pulitzer. This is News with Steve Migs.
Well, thanks, you guys, and thanks to the Muckleshoot Casino for giving us news and sports and a 37-year-old guy from Spokane in a little bit of trouble over at a Starbucks. He's been banned from a Starbucks in Spokane because he asked one of the baristas out on a date.
Okay, that's all he just
oh,
did?
Oh, no, or? There's more.
Oh, okay.
Now it's time for the story to get a little more creepy. Again, remember, he's 37 years old.
Oh.
That barista, 16.
Oh, boy.
And now, so yeah. He went back the next day after, I guess he wrote her a note, because he's like, oh, yeah, okay. She's flirting with me, because she's a barista in the service industry, and they're always, quote, unquote,
wow,
flirting with you. I mean, just being nice, but whatever. So now the cops said, hey, you have to leave. You're not allowed. Many people call this guy a creep.
Yeah.
And he says, I broke no law. I merely took a chance with my heart. I'm tired of the word creep being called a creep. Here's the best part. As any black person or gay person is tired of hearing certain words, I have a whole webpage dedicated to age gap love. Because that's going to make you seem less creepy.
Well, you know,
is
sir,
that you have a whole webpage dedicated to age gap love.
Yeah, but sir, why don't you wait until people are 18? You know, that's kind of what society would, you know, they could, they may not like you for being a guy going out with an 18-year-old, but that's at least legal.
And he says he's a victim of ageism. He's 37 years
old. 37.
Shut the F up, buddy.
I think we all agree, date people who are out of high school. How about that?
I think that's a fair thing.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that's what Steve did.
Thanks.
He waited till his wife was, you know. Okay.
No, I waited till Tolo. Yeah. She asked me.
Tolo.
I went. And now we've been together very happily.
Yeah, 37 years old, I think. Was that how old you are where you got married? About 37-ish?
35.
And she was what, just 18?
Yeah, that's right. Just 18.
She's just 18. And good enough for Steve.
Thanks, BJ.
By the way, Steve, I just got this in. You are now banned from going to a Starbucks.
Oh, that sucks. No, they're not banning me. The amount of money I give them,
that's a good point.
They're definitely not banning me. It's probably not a good time to say, hey, happy National Chocolate-Covered Cherry Day, but it is National
Chocolate-Covered.
Really? Forgot to bring that up.
Okay. You know what? You're now banned from this room.
Yeah, that's not the only story that happened with Starbucks. This one happened over in Tampa, but a woman went nuts because she went into a Starbucks asking for change to take a bus. The cashier said, nope, we can't open the register. And then she went on a rampage because of it. But then when she was arrested, of course, she was charged with other stuff, including possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia when the officers found drugs on her. So, yeah, she got in a little bit of trouble for that. Yesterday, if you were watching sports, you watched the Rose Bowl probably. What a game. Wound up ending up USC winning 52-49 on a last-minute field goal. Just back and forth. Very odd game at times. But they had, at one point, they had to come back from 14 points down in the fourth quarter to tie up the game. The final field goal also, how about the kicker? He missed two field goals earlier in the game, so it was just a lot of suspense going on with that one. Huskies, of course, if you were watching over the weekend, they wound up losing that Peach Bowl game against Alabama. Played pretty well against such a powerhouse that is Bama.
Yeah.
But now it looks like next year they'll be without John Ross because he's skipping his senior year, entering the NFL draft, so good luck to him.
All right.
Seahawks are in the playoffs, and the playoffs start this upcoming weekend. You got the Seahawks taking on the Detroit Lions, and that game is on Saturday evening, 5:15. On NBC, so good luck to the Hawks. As far as weather, it's cold out there.
Ish.
Man, when I got up, left the house, it was 22 degrees outside.
That's cold, Steve.
Freezing. And it's only going to get to a high of 34 degrees, and we're going to have sun today, so that's nice.
Yeah, the airport was a mess. My flight was canceled, delayed, because I was ready to come home on Sunday, and all sorts of fun.
Oh, wow.
I was coming home New Year's Day, and everything got moved around, canceled, delayed, snow everywhere. It was a little tough time at SeaTac.
Yeah, we got like 2.5, maybe 3 inches of snow.
By our house, but then like if you drive down the road, down Shaw Road, and get a little bit more towards the Sumner area, there's like no snow.
Yeah,
it was such it was a weird.
You're right.
For some people, they had snow. Other people, were like, what the hell is everyone talking about with this snow crap?
4 to 6 inches they got at least by the I think down by the airport. And
oh, wow.
Then, yeah, and like you said, you know, on the east side, you know, Mercer Island, nothing.
Crazy.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's like I said, you know, if they built the airport closer to downtown Seattle, it wouldn't have been a problem.
Oh, yeah, because that wouldn't be an issue.
No, not at all.
Yeah, just fly a plane. I watched the movie Sully.
Oh, you watched the Tom Hanks movie?
Yeah, speaking of landing planes.
Because, yeah, was that about that guy that supposedly was drinking?
No.
I thought the story was he was allegedly, they thought he was impaired when he rescued, when he did that great thing and landed the plane.
Wasn't the focal point of the movie.
Oh, what was the focal point?
Well, just that he could have, I don't want to spoil it for people.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's based on a true story, obviously, but it's about the guy who landed in the Hudson. They're saying the plot of the movie was, I mean, they asked him at one point during the film, like, hey, were you drinking? But that wasn't like the focal point. It was that he could have landed at on a runway. According to these computer simulations.
Oh, and he didn't do that.
And I'll just leave it at that. It's a great film, though.
Oh,
it's really good.
Yeah, you know, I remember the story when it happened, and they were focusing on the alcohol in the story as to maybe why he didn't make the right choice in the first place. I don't know if, in fact, that was overblown within the coverage, and then the movie says, let's get it right and tell you what.
Yeah, I don't remember
really
that part, but that wasn't like, that was not at all like the plot of the film. It was about him doing something that they felt that he didn't need to do.
It may have been me that was drinking when I was reading the story.
Could have been.
You know, and I think I was questioned.
Maybe you have a friend named Sully that was drinking with you. I don't know.
So you like the movie. What would you give it on Stevie Tomatoes?
Oh, solid 97%.
The thing is that it did get well reviewed. So
this is not your typical film that I enjoy.
You scare me because
Vin Diesel's not in it. The Rock's not beating on anyone.
It's not Neighbors 2, you know, so but you still
like it. This is like a legit well done film that I mean I would even be willing to recommend to your wife. It's that good.
Man.
It's a great film, man.
Oh, now Vicky wants to
wait.
Now I'm scared.
Oh, Rotten Tomatoes gives it 85% certified fresh.
Here's the problem. You give everything 92% on Stevie Tomatoes. You've got to be different with your
ratings. I gave it a 97. Yes, 92 is typically the average.
Oh, 97
is above average.
Jesus.
And somebody's saying you're thinking of the movie Flight with Denzel.
Oh, that was the one. Oh, was that? Oh, okay. And that wasn't based on a real story then, wasn't it?
Yeah, a lot of people were texting about that. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, so I'm not confusing real life. I'm confusing movies is the problem. All right, thank you, people. I appreciate that. You know, don't get old. That's all I have to tell you. Don't do it. It's not a good thing. I've been embarrassing myself more and more with just forgetting stuff, and I don't even want to talk to people anymore.
So yeah, it's a good film though.
If
you remember.
Tell
your wife to watch.
Here's the thing. I have an issue with my memory because I got a Christmas card from a really good friend of mine, and I don't know how to ask him because I don't know if I'm getting old or if something big happened in his family. But I think that I remember him having two girls in his family.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Yeah. I totally remember him having two girls, and then I get this card, and it's like, hey, Merry Christmas, and one of them's name is Mitchell. And, you know, here's the problem, and I don't want to be insensitive, but nobody says anything. And you know, when you get older, you don't know if it's you, and you've forgotten that he always had a kid named Mitchell or not. I don't know.
Do you have mutual friends that you could ask one of your mutual friends?
I think I'm going to have to do that because I don't know if there was if that's how he now chooses to identify himself because it's a big issue these days. I don't know how to do it because I'm always uncomfortable and awkward because there's somebody else I recently ran into in a store who I remember working with, and I remember they identified as a female when I knew them. And then, but I wasn't sure if that was true or I was losing my mind. Then they tell me their name, and I go, I totally do not remember this name. And
maybe you should just not talk to anybody. That could be the
what do you do though? It's like it's a guy's name. They're wearing clothes, definitely looking like a guy.
Okay.
If you look at their features, it's like, well, you know, it's like, you know, it's not like you. There's no way anybody would mistake you for a woman. And if you decided to identify as a woman, you would be a very homely woman.
Oh, I don't know about that. I think I'd be a hot chick if I tried.
But the two people, it's very, I'll give you that. You really do. The two people in question, though, it could go either way. And my brain remembers them as women. So that's the problem is that my brain remembers them as women, but it could be that I'm going crazy and they never were women. I don't know.
I mean, at this point, though, I don't know about why even bring it up then? You know, I mean, are you having conversations with them?
Well, it's a thing where I mean, you know, and I wish I had kept old Christmas cards. You know, because everyone says the picture cards, and I throw them out every year. Now,
well,
I,
most people do.
But if I kept them, I could go back.
Like CSI it?
I Facebook stalked.
Yeah.
There's no mention. Don't you think someone should make a mention?
Well, what, are they going to mention it every day for the rest of their life?
No, but somewhere. It should be in their feed somewhere.
It could be somewhere at some point, maybe.
Is it? Because here's the thing. I don't like to be awkward. I don't mind what anybody's doing in their life. You know, if no matter what anybody does, whatever makes them feel like they're a good human being and they're going to have a great life,
sure,
that's fine with me. But you have to understand that when there's something new that happens, and, you know, transgendered and the idea of this concept is new to a lot of people. I didn't grow up with that.
Yeah.
So it's going to take me some time to adjust to something new. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with anything. It just means I have to adjust. And I'm an awkward person. I don't like to sit there and go, hey, how are you? And then say something that's wrong. I feel horrible, and it really has an adverse effect on me.
So they need to do whatever they need to do to make you feel more comfortable, is what you're saying.
Well, isn't that what anybody would expect from anybody?
No. I mean, I think
you don't
at this
think
point,
so?
I mean, I don't, well, first of all, if you ask them, I think that they would maybe be upfront about it. You're making it more awkward in a sense because you're creating a story in your head about how they're going to handle this. I mean, if you were upfront, like I remember when my buddy from high school, friend requested me on Facebook. We haven't talked in forever. But he requested me and it was a female. And I'm like, this doesn't make sense. I remember his last name. He was one of my closest friends from high school, but we lost touch over the course of life. And I'm like, I don't think he had a sister. And then I put two and two together. And I'm like,
but he never said, oh, hey, dude.
Well, no, because I mean, that would just be, I don't think he needed to, but I asked then and we had a good conversation about it.
I think you got to. I think you've got to say, hey, guys, here's what I'm up to. Which, you know, I think it's courteous just to keep me in the, because that's a big change. It's a big thing.
It's a big change for them, but then it's
a big change for me too. Because if I'm used to identifying with somebody,
I understand the world revolves around you, and it's important for you to be happy and to be fully in the loop with everybody's doings.
I really do think when you make a huge change, I think it's good to have a conversation with the people close to you and saying, "Here's what I'm doing." I think that's
Are you sure maybe the other kid you're getting confused was actually Denzel Washington and it's a whole different story?
Dude, that's the problem. What if I'm wrong and what if that kid was always a dude and what if this person that I ran into was always a dude? That's my problem. You know what I mean? I think I that's the other problem. I'm old. I don't know if I'm forgetting or if in fact the big change has happened.
But how are they supposed to know that they're letting everybody know of that change?
I don't know the proper thing to do. I don't like awkwardness and
sure.
We live in the land of awkwardness. I want to be able to meet a person and go, hey, and be cool on the right, I want to be able to say the right things and treat a person the right way. And that awkward moment where you look at somebody and you go, and you've known them one way, and now they've decided this is what's going to be, and you're like, or you, like, there are girls that like to dress like guys, but they're still identifying as women.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's the problem. Are you a woman that dresses like a guy, or are you a woman that's transitioned to a guy? And that's a very awkward thing to go, I don't know what I should do.
You could just have just a regular conversation that has nothing to do with that and just kind of just talk to them.
The pronouns, like, you know, hey, how you doing? You know, hey, sweetie, or baby.
Who are you calling sweetie?
I call a lot of people sweetie.
Stop calling them sweetie. That's weird, man. Are you going to Starbucks in Spokane asking girls out on dates, too?
I don't know. Or you use her or him, you know, and it's like, so I was going to ask the person in the store, I go, hey, listen, can I ask you about this guy? But I don't even know what if it's not a guy. I mean, that's the thing. What if it's like, what guy are you talking about?
I think the only way I can see this working without it completely blowing up in your face is if you have a mutual friend that might have more information. You could just be like, hey, can I ask you a question and do it that way? But
what do the young people think? Am I out of my mind?
Well, you clearly didn't Facebook stalk them enough. You got to look at the pages they like. It might have some clues in there.
See, that's
Vicky stalks.
Vicky, I'm going to give you the name. I should have you do the stalking.
Okay,
so that's how Vicky. See, Vicky would just stalk. How about you, Danny? Well, I don't have it. I don't have issues with anybody. I just don't like to be awkward.
Well, it sounds like you haven't talked to them in a long time until you got this Christmas card. So, are you really that close to them?
Well, I'm close to my buddy. I mean, we sort of Facebook communicate a lot. That's why this was a huge surprise. My Facebook buddy is like, he'll tell me what's up, this and that, and everything like that.
Are you comfortable enough to just be like, hey, man, am I going crazy, or did you always have a son and a daughter?
Yeah. That's the thing, is I don't want to be offensive. I think I could be offensive asking that question. That's why I don't know what to do.
I would just be like, hey, I'm going crazy. I'm an old man. I'm crazy. I don't know what's happening anymore.
Yeah. I mean, you know what I mean? If you haven't announced it, maybe you don't want people to talk to you about it. Here's the other thing.
And then you got BJ bugging you about it.
That's the thing. I know it. I really am trying to be a nicer human being. I don't know what to do.
Why do you have to do anything? How often are you interacting with the daughter or the son?
Well,
ever?
I feel bad if I've actually referred to... What if he's a dude that looks a little feminine and I've always thought it was a chick and it was never a chick in the first place?
I'm sure he would have corrected you.
I don't know. People don't do that. That's the thing. I don't know. I'm done. It's over.
Can
it's
we
over
call him up right now?
I'm not
going
to talk to. I'm not going to talk to people. No, I can't. I can't do it to him. That would be
horrible.
I'll do it. No, I know you would, but I because what if it's a thing? You know what I mean? What if he's sensitive about it?
Well, that could be why maybe he doesn't talk about it then.
That's exactly it. You're absolutely right.
So then you should respect that.
I do, which is why I'm talking to you about it rather than him.
Well, I don't know what to tell you to do. Just be cool to him. Don't even.
It's not. It wouldn't be awkward for you. You would just be like, well, whatever.
No, it wouldn't be. I think
this one person we all know that this one person worked with us.
Really?
Yeah, and I think they've changed their gender. But nobody knows.
Do I know this person?
You do, but I don't think you remember this person. I've tried to talk to Vicky, and Vicky doesn't remember this person. Nobody remembers this person, which means I wonder if they ever worked here, and I'm losing my mind.
Do you even really know these people?
I know. What if I don't know this person? What if this person I never, but they pretended they knew me?
Do you really have a Facebook page, or all this in your head?
I know. I'm leaving the country. I don't know. It's a tough thing. It's just I don't like to be awkward, and it's an awkward time. I want to be nice to people, but it is awkward when you don't know how to refer to somebody and not be offending them. Because I don't want to. Then it creates like a tough situation when you look like a jerk. When you go, I'm not a jerk. I'm just trying to know what's up.
Well, I don't think you're going to be a jerk by being awkward. I think in those situations, a lot of people that aren't transitioning probably accept the fact that things are going to be awkward with the circle of people that they might know.
I hope you're right about that.
I would imagine so.
Because some people get militant and get mad, like, you should just accept this the way it is. Why do you even have a problem with this? It's like, I don't have a problem with what you're doing in life. It's just, this is new to me and it's awkward because I don't know what the proper way it is to be with you. I'm just trying to figure that out.
Well, I think you'd just be cool and regardless. I know you will be, but I mean,
it's just addressing somebody.
Yeah. If you bring it up and
there's so much variety out there, Steve. You know what I mean?
I mean, you
could be a man and still like to wear women's clothes. That's absolutely different. That's different than someone who's transitioning to becoming a woman. So, you know, and you can offend everybody if you go, oh, you must be a blank, and they go, I am not a blank. What's wrong with you?
One text says, asking the person is never wrong. And I don't disagree with that person. Yeah. I think it's how you react after the fact is where things go wrong.
I hope
wrong.
They're right about that, because sometimes people do get mad that you even ask questions about it. Like, you should just go, hey, this is the new normal. Why do you even just treat me like...
But what would they rather you do, ignore them because you're too awkward to ask them, or ask them, get past that awkward phase, and then just move forward?
I'm not talking to anybody anymore, Steve.
Well, that would be awesome.
That would be good. Everybody wins at that one, though.
Yeah, problem solved.
Yes, sir, our boy Steve, not able to figure this one out.
What airline's official abbreviation is AA?
Alaska Airlines.
No.
Alaska.
No.
Arkansas.
No.
Arkansas Airlines is my favorite airline.
I don't know why I just skipped over other airlines.
Yeah. Like, I guess you're not American, Steve, because that would be the airline you should have guessed. Yeah, you have a shot at beating Steve, 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. We're playing Beat Migs at 650 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. What's the difference between filing for bankruptcy and credit counseling?
Credit counseling is a useful process in some circumstances, but it does show up on your credit. In fact, from a credit scoring standpoint, credit counseling shows up just like a bankruptcy, so it's going to affect your credit as negatively as filing bankruptcy. In credit counseling, the idea is that a credit counselor works with your creditors on your behalf to try to lower interest rates or work out payment plans with your creditors to pay back your debt over time. In credit counseling, you almost always pay back 100% of the debt, sometimes at lower interest. And of course, some creditors will participate in that process and some won't. So you're usually left with kind of a mixed result with credit counseling and, of course, a high payment.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.